In the wake of the El Paso shootings and ICE raids in Mississippi, Athens-Clarke County commissioners came together last week to draft a resolution in support of immigrants, undocumented residents, and the Latinx community. Here to talk about that is Beto Mendoza, founder of the Athens Immigrant Rights Coalition. So, Beto, thank you for being here. And tell me a little bit about this resolution, Beto. Who was involved in writing it?
Well, basically, Tim Denson and the Mayor Kelly Gertz is what I understood. And of course, the whole commission should be take part in order to approve something this big.
And it was unanimous. The whole commission voted for it.
Amazingly. That's I think in this time they're in the right size of the history.
So, Beto, tell me, what does it say and what does it mean for these communities?
It means a lot. I haven't seen anything in the whole nation condemning these attacks. This is after years of attacks of public spaces against people who speak Spanish. But what I think is important in this resolution, which is remarkable, is this bring a new, a fresh conversation, a new conversation we should be having. Because the resolution point out the rhetoric of white nationalists. And this taboo we have in USA, we don't talk about these problems we have, the domestic terrorism. And when we heard politicians putting immigration in the category of national security, and they keep bringing that rhetoric against migrant workers who are working in the fields to grow our food, but they refuse to speak about the mass shootings. So the commission is saying, listen, if we have a problem, and if we have an emergency really, a wall is not going to solve it.
And you were there to read this resolution aloud in English and in Spanish. What was that like, Beto, and what kind of response or reaction did you get in the room?
It was surreal in that moment. People inside, they were pleased. They were in the migrants, the Latinx community who attend that meeting. This was more like a ceremony for us, a little recognition after many years of being attacked, being under the loop because our skin color, our accent, or immigration status.
And obviously, Beto, for many, this is a good thing, but a resolution isn't hard policy. What do you think needs to be done to really help the undocumented and immigrant communities in Athens?
So the first step is that really recognize the presence of undocumented immigrants and immigrants in the county. And second, recognize the contributions, the tax, the work, and the cultural contribution to this area of Athens. And secondly, to be aware of anything we do to anyone, it affects us, all of us. If we deport undocumented immigrants, remember their kids are in the school district and they will suffer and their friends will suffer and their suffering will become to their houses.
Beto, thank you for your time and for your perspective.
Thank you, Alexia.
Beto Mendoza is the founder of the Athens Immigrant Rights Coalition and the co-founder of Dignidad Immigrante in Athens.